even on the increasingly rare occasions that Timothy Leary's LSD-popularizing antics are really discussed, the man known then as Richard Alpert appears as little more than a sidekick, Robin to Leary's Dark Knight, and Alpert's book, Be Here Now, a mere punchline to a forgotten 60s joke. But in the decades since, with Leary's needle stuck at Groovy right up until his relatively early death, Alpert's fully disclosed spiritual struggles, his open record of extreme growth and change, and of course his transformation into America's own guru, Ram Dass, have left him, perhaps, the greater figure. By any reckoning, he is a scarred and worthy chronicler of a numinous time, and an interesting living experiment that still unfolds. I had the good fortune to be handed Be Here Now in the midst of one of my very first acid trips, when I was still convinced that there was meaning beneath all the fireworks. I puzzled over it quite happily for hours, imprinted on it, and it has affected my subsequent spiritual life as surely as childhood religious instruction. Be Here Now is actually three books in one. The introduction is Alpert's tale of the years with Leary, his travels in India, and the encounters with the fabulous guru Neem Karoli Baba that remade Alpert as Ram Dass. It is a concise classic of drug writing, a genre that deserves more respect than it gets. The middle, longest section is a hand-lettered and illuminated attempt to convey, experientially, certain verities of the psychedelic experience. It is strange and strangely powerful, and I am not able to capture it in a net of mere words. Take your favorite strong hallucinogens and read it for yourself. And finally, the book concludes with an adequate primer on Hindu-flavored spirituality, meditation, yoga, veganism, etc., the efficacy of which is demonstrated by the easy competence with which India governs herself and cares for her people. Am I too cynical? Very well. Paw through this section yourself and carry away the bits you find shiny. That's certainly what I did, and I can't say I regret it. Separately, none of these parts is indispensable, but, like the disparate, ridiculous books of the Bible, when gathered together, along with the excellent bibliography, they amount to scripture. And, like scripture, they can remake your world to the extent you let them. Alpert Dass is, it must be said, a substantial spiritual screw-up. But I will always love him for this book, and for the way he once compared the way he figuratively fell on his face, over and over, to a man making his way to a holy city by means of continual prostrations. It was too apt a description of my own life to ever forget. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.